Blog Talk Radio.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome to What's New with VA Hughes. I'm your host, VA Hughes. We had a little technical difficulty. I have my co-host, Regina Hughes, here. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So we decided to do an odd thing with coming to you not only on a weekday, but on the first of the year to start the new year off right. And it's early for us. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. But it's a good thing. It is a great thing. So I entitled this Happy New Year. We're going to do a brief synopsis of some of the shows that we have done in the past and where we're looking to go for this year. We have had the pleasure of having a few guests come in throughout the years because this is our actual fourth year. We have not done a complete season, so I would love to have this be our benchmark for having us do a complete season where there's no interruptions, fingers crossed, health-wise, and any other issues that may come up, we will be consistent. One of the things that we have looked at is we have had the show, if you will, at, 4 o'clock p.m.,
on Saturday.
Yeah, 4 o'clock p.m. 4 o'clock p.m. on the weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. And what we're looking to do is basically get our set time, set date, and make sure that everybody can at least attend a live show once in a while. Hopefully, but of course everything is recorded and we do share it and we upload it onto our YouTube channel so people can obviously listen to the show. So if you want to ask us any questions, give us a call at 516-453-9934. So some of the shows that we've had, and we've had some really enlightening shows. So apparently when we started our show, we started in Black History Month, which that is awesome. I had no idea when we started. But we started in Black History Month in the year 2014. And our very first show was about Black History Month. And I guess speaking about all the previous and past things that have happened in Black history. And I guess we went to the current. I didn't replay the show. I know that was our first show, and I know that there was probably a lot of mistakes in that show. I would say, and I do believe, that we have gotten better over the years. We definitely are excited about where we're going this year, especially wanting to take the show on the road, which would be different for us. But I think it's necessary because we do a lot of things in the community, and it would be nice to be able to be out in a live event and have people interact with us out on the air. What do you think about that, Regina?
Yeah, that would be a different thing to try out.
So looking at some of the events that we have coming up, like, as a matter of fact, the end of January, I think it's the last weekend of January, we will be attending the Spices of Life Be Well event with the fabulous Carmen Ray and her team. And we have a vendor table there. So that is one thing that we could possibly do while being out and about. I'm not sure. I haven't thought it through yet, but that is one aspect. Another aspect, of course, is that our back-to-school event, we're going to be doing that this year. So who knows where these mobile shows will happen, but just know that they will be happening, and we would love to have your feedback and interaction on those shows. Another show that we did in the past was with the the Arizona Black AIDS Task Force, or the Arizona Black HIV AIDS Task Force, I believe that's the name of it. And we had the fabulous RJ Shannon on our show. RJ has since done some phenomenal things, and she continues to do phenomenal things, and we would love to have her back in the studio as well, especially with this state of the dismissal of the presidential HIV I'm having a brain fart. Excuse me, guys. It is early. But especially with the people that were over the HIV AIDS committee, or I'm not sure of the time right now. Forgive me, guys. But for the government and making sure that all the research and things and health-wise was done for HIV AIDS, for government to trickle down to everybody else, well, they were all dismissed, and hopefully some new appointees will be coming. And I know that it is standard procedure for when a new president comes in and they dismiss people, but this seems so late in the game, especially because we're coming up to a year since he took office. So to have them basically be dismissed in December is sort of alarming at this point, but we'll see who actually starts and takes over that cabinet. Another issue that we dealt with was teens and sexual behavior, STDs and things like that. We had my oldest daughter, Vanessa, on as a guest. Speaking about just teen behavior, Regina actually chimed in on that show as well. Would love to have that show redone and actually get someone from some of our fellow agencies out there to deal with teen STDs as well as teen pregnancy. I think that one would be a great one. And of course, we had the flip side of it, of our seniors and STDs, as well as advocacy for seniors, because that is something that is needed in both houses, not just the advocacy for seniors, but also education for seniors when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases. So, Regina, giving you the floor now, what are some of the things that you think that we should do on our show? You know, the sky is the limit at this point. We are so open. This is our, like I said, the first show of our fourth season. Definitely, we can go some places that we have not gone before. What's your thoughts?
Yes. There are some places we haven't gone before. I'm not sure what those places might be as of this point. But I'm pretty sure there's some topics we can find that are informational to the public.
For those of you who have never listened to our show, how did this show begin? Well, this show began out of a blog, literally, Blog Talk Radio blog. So I had a blog called What's New with VH Hughes. And so I flipped that blog into this radio show. And when I first started that blog, of course, with me being a public health person, I have a master's degree in public health, I stayed in the public health arena. And I'm still there. So it's not the case of me straying away from my focus. However, I know that there are other focuses out there that we can and probably will speak about. One of the focuses that I know personally is about foster care and the good, the bad, and the ugly of foster care. As a former foster mom to my three grandchildren and now an adopted mom to them, we have sort of straddled the fence of it, sort of, because it wasn't extreme as those people who are strangers into it. And I honestly think that kinship foster care is a lot more harrowing than regular foster care. Not that it's any better than regular foster care. I think it's a little bit more harder, especially when you're dealing with someone that is in your family, whereas opposed to you're dealing with a stranger. For us, it has been a hard almost 4 years. definitely we have had our highs and our lows in it, and we're looking to continue on the highs that we have. But definitely that might be a subject of a show. I do have a blog that I have started with chronicling are just some of the things that we went through in foster care, as well as some of the things on the other side of adoption. I believe this year I'm going to retire that blog as well, and just have one centralized blog. Right now, both blogs are sort of married together on our website, h3p.org, if you care to read some of those things. But when I look at where we are as a whole, as H3P, Henderson Hughes Health Partners, that's not where we're not in this little category, and we're not in this little category. I think we fit so many things in the spectrum. And so to just centralize us with just health-related things as well as foster care, adopter-related things, yes, you know, they are wonderful things, but there are so many subjects and things that we can speak about. Definitely some changes are on, some great changes, not just some changes, but some great changes are on the way with regard to H3P. Soon our website will be totally different than what it is, thanks to a collaboration with the wonderful Wendy Robinson. I'm just doing shout-outs today for real, and everybody is missing it. But early morning. If you are listening and you have any questions, give us a call at area code 516-453-9934. So in looking at some of the subjects that we will have, especially for the month of January, and looking at some of the health observances in general, Cervical Health Awareness Month is this month. It is something that affects women, of course, and this is something that I believe needs to be talked about more. I think that we are so surprised. Surprise is the word when we hear that someone has cervical cancer. However, we are not doing the things that we should do in order to stay aware and know how to prevent such things. And there are ways to prevent it. So we'll be discussing that. And I actually did a blog on cervical cancer awareness before as well. Another issue, of course, is the head injuries that are received. And in observation for January, there is a National Winter Sports Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month, and that is the month of January as well. And that is something that is basically talked about for football. I think that's one of the main things that they focus on. But there is a National Winter Sports Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month, and that is what January is, and we will focus on that as well from one of our shows this month. And lastly, I definitely want to focus on thyroid awareness, because a lot of people, you know, certain things happen in their lives, and the first thing that people go is, oh, my thyroid, you know, my friend had this, and my thyroid, this, that, and the other. We definitely want to dispel some of the myths with regard to thyroid, and maybe we can get Dr. Thersha Hamilton on for that particular show, since she's a great naturopathic doctor. And I had the pleasure of being on her show to speak about seniors and teen sexual education. If you're listening, if you want to join us, give us a call at area code 516-453-9934. For the month of February, of course, everyone focuses on Women's Health Month, Women's Heart Healthy Month. One of the things that I really want to speak to for February, which I believe is very, very important, is National Children's Dental Health Month. And, you know, we take the kids to see the dentist and things like that. But there is really an importance in taking your children, as well as yourself, to the dentist. There is a thing called oral cancer, and these dental checkups are definitely beneficial to preventing that. Another thing, and I would love to get Jan Ward in on this one, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is also in the month of February. And we definitely want to have an expert on that. So I will get with Jan Ward and see if she would be our guest during the month of February. And, of course, we all know that February is Black History Month, and we will probably have a show, more than likely, not even probably, have a show dedicated to Black history. And I'm not sure who our guest will be, but whoever that guest will be, we'll be excited about it. And I'm not going to go through the whole year, but I'm just pointing out some of the things that sort will be of interest, and some of those little known facts about the different months. For March is National Endometriosis Awareness Month. There are women out there that suffer from endometriosis. Some of them are still in childbearing age and want to have children. And because they have endometriosis, it's difficult for them to have children. So that will be a focus for one of the shows as well. They're, you know, skipping down to June, which I know that June is a very busy month. You have graduations depending on where you are. excuse me, but June is also Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And I not only want to look at the patient, if you will, but I also want to look at the caregiver. And I had the experience with being a caregiver of an Alzheimer's patient. It is definitely hard. I mean, you know, being a caregiver is not an easy task in itself, but when you have someone who is deteriorating so much that they may know you one second and they may not know you the next, that's really rough. That's really rough, because your innate personality is to say, you know exactly who I am, quit playing. But, you know, that's on the comical side. But it does. It hurts you, because you know this person in their healthier state, and to see that their brain is deteriorating in such a way, it's hard. It's very hard. Other subjects of June is National Safety Month, and that could be workplace safety, just safety in general. I want to take a look at that one among other subjects. Skipping down some more to September. So September, of course, I think we're biased because Gina and my birthday are in September. But September is Sexual Health Awareness Month, and that's exactly why I skipped to September. So we will be doing a show definitely across the board, not just for teens, not just for seniors, but for everybody, so that we can really dig into sexual health awareness. And the first person that comes to mind as a guest, and hopefully she is not busy, is Raynell Nelson, who is a sexual health therapist. So we're not only going to be discussing my realm of the world, but we're also going to be talking about her realm for definitely as being a certified sex therapist. So I definitely want to get her on board with that for the month of September, and I think it will be a great show, and we probably would probably put a rating on that particular show because we are going to be speaking to a certified sex therapist. So stay tuned for that. And scrolling on down to November is National Healthy Skin Month, which I find ironic because we live in Arizona. It's super dry here. And, of course, the winters are horrible period on your skin, especially when you wash your hands constantly. So to have National Healthy Skin and ways to keep your skin just wonderful, especially in dealing with, of course, my daughter. She has a skin disease called ichthyosis. We will probably speak about that as well as far as keeping her skin and the highs and the lows and how her life is affected by her particular skin disease. So that's a great subject to speak about. And it's National Home Health Care Month. So I would love to have Tracy Moore come in and speak about home health care. She is the owner of, More Care for Less, or I'm sorry, Tracy, I'm messing up the name of your business. More Care at Home LLC. That is the name of her business, and I would love her to come in November to speak about some of the things that goes on with home health care and how you could actually add a home health care professional in your home if you need it. And, of course, November, and this is huge, is American Diabetes Month. So in dealing with American Diabetes Month, we also want to speak with someone, hopefully from the American Diabetes Association, to come in and speak about the different ways of living healthy with diabetes. And, of course, December. December is, of course, all when you look at all the months of the year, they all are filled with different dates, different, and they actually have singled out days when it comes to these national health observances. But when you think of December, of course, you know, fourth being a nonprofit is the rev up of charities. We think of Toys for Tots. We think of all of that. But December holds World AIDS Day. And I would love to have either RJ Shannon or someone from Aunt Rita's house, someone like that to come in and speak to us as far as how to observe World AIDS Day and, you know, what we can do to help those people who may be, and some people, you know, may be in other places where they don't want to be bothered. But there are things that we can actually do to help commemorate World AIDS Day and things like that. So those are just some of the ideas that I have with regard to our wonderful calendar coming up for our shows. And also, back to December, there is a week for hand washing, National Hand Washing Week Awareness. Now, to speak on National Hand Washing Week Awareness, just because, I'm not sure why they put it all the way in December. I have an idea why they put it in December, because, of course, we're dealing with Influenza Week as well during that same week. So the week of the 2nd of December through the 8th is Hand Washing Awareness Week as well as Influenza Vaccine Week. So they go hand in hand, no pun intended. But looking at just some of the things that we look at for the observances and holidays, Hand Washing Awareness Week should be every month. So that's just the public health side of me speaking. But we will have a ball with some of the shows. And, of course, we know that when it comes to some subjects may be more touchier than others. I know that there are probably plenty of people who do not want to fathom thinking about their parents as far as seniors having sex, touchy subject. Teen sex, touchy subject. Sex, period, is a touchy subject. You know, things like that. When you are, and hopefully we will have some people who are suffering from, or I'm not saying suffering, who may have whatever disease subject we speak about, hopefully they'll either listen or call in to give us their insight on living with whatever disease that we may be focusing on for that particular show. So I am excited. 2018 is a open calendar, and you know, it's totally open. I know we do have some workshops coming up. We do workshops, and we will have our women's health workshop with the Light Foundation like we did last year. So who knows? Maybe that'll be another one of our live shows. But in all that, again, I just want to tell you guys that you are phenomenal. We couldn't do this show without you. We thank you for listening to us live and, you know, the replays. We appreciate all of it. We look forward to continuing to give you entertainment and education via our show. And we definitely want to keep giving you some of the subjects that you don't think about often. Regina, you have anything before we go? So, this has been our first show on the weekday. We want to tell you Happy New Year, and that's it. So, have a great day. Bye.